Hello, everyone. I'm Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to the audio edition of my podcast. I truly hope that every time we connect, you feel empowered to embrace life and its challenges with the victory that comes from our Heavenly Father. I would love for you to join me every Monday at noon. We'll be streaming live on social media and at hogckd.org/BishopCM Jameson. That's J-A-M-I-S-O-N. I can't wait for us to connect and grow. How? Together. Now let's grow. In today's discussion about empowering your life to L-I-V-E, live in victory every day, we will be discussing two homonyms, the two words that we have that sound alike, but they have different meanings and they are spelled differently. Those two homonyms are pray, P-R-A-Y, and pray, P-R-E-Y. The definition that we have selected for pray, P-R-A-Y, to pray means to commune with God, to talk to Him. And P-R-E-Y is a person or thing that is the victim of an enemy. Again, P-R-A-Y, commune with God, talk to Him. Or you will become the prey. A person or thing that is the victim of an enemy. Now in your reading, you can read 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And Peter gives us instructions about what we should do. He said, be sober. Be in your right mind. Don't be inebriated or drunken by drugs. And I might add that drugs are not the only thing that we can become drunken on. Jealousy, envy, and hatred can make us not be in our right mind. So Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. And vigilant, he means be watchful. Walk circumspectly. Keep your eyes open. And then he tells us why. He said, because your adversary, the devil. Then he describes our adversary. He said, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, he's going to and fro in the earth, up and down, and he's looking, he's seeking anybody that he can destroy. So we say today, pray or become prey. Question is that, how can you change the dynamics of your situation, regardless of the weight of it? Pray. That's how you can change the dynamics of your situation, regardless of how heavy they may be, how troublesome they may be. Pray, P-R-A-Y, commune with God, get to know Him, establish a relationship with Him. Sometimes we underestimate the power that comes from God through prayer. When we underestimate something, we set its value too low. We underrate it. But I want you to know that there is power in prayer. Christ would not have told us to pray if something good would not come from it. Sometimes we feel like, is prayer actually going to work to change the dynamics of the issues that we are encountering? We ask that question. But in order to correctly solidify the strength of prayer, let's understand what prayer actually is. Prayer is a treasured privilege. Now, I want to stop here. Let's talk about privilege. It's an advantage. You have the right. It's a benefit. You have the prerogative. It's a treasured privilege and mainstay for those who belong to God through the saving work of Jesus' death and resurrection. The gift of communing with our Creator, like from child to father, is the anchor. It keeps us in place. It's the anchor and the cornerstone of our life's journey. Prayer, that's a gift of communing with God. And for the unbeliever, a prayer cry to know and have a relationship with the living God is precious, my friends, and sacred. Repentance and acknowledgement of Christ as Lord leads to walking in joy and fellowship with the one who made us. Everybody wants to walk in joy, and you can do that if you have a fellowship with God Himself. In my research, I found in the English Standard Version Bible that there are 322 instances of the word pray and its variation. There are over 650 recorded prayers in the Bible. Jesus Himself is attributed with 25 distinct prayers in the Bible. Now I say to you, I ask you, if Jesus had to pray, what about us? The Son of the Living God prayed, and we're going to have to do the same thing. It's important that we do that if we want to live in victory every day. When we fail to develop a prayer life with God, it is likened to a baby being left alone. Without the covering of its parents, the child would not know when to hide or run, where to go, how to seek shelter. He would not know because the parent is not there. Same thing for us. If we don't have God in our lives through prayer, we won't know what to do, where to run, where to hide. Without a prayer life, we are left alone without direction in a mean and cruel world. This world is mean and it is cruel. It is cold. The Bible says that. It is written. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many, many shall wax cold. Now, when the love of many has waxed cold, getting help and direction is hard. And you will then become the prey, P-R-E-Y, of the enemy. You must have God in your life. You must be able to tap onto that prayer line and not become the prey of the enemy. You don't want to do that. Well, now we're going back to our thought for today. Question is asked again. Well, who is the enemy? Be reminded. The text is very clear that the enemy is the devil. That person without God, he's mean, he's vicious, he never sleeps, he walks about every day, all during the night, seeking whom he may devour. And we are not exempt from this. That's why we must pray. The devil will do anything to fulfill John chapter 10, verse 10. God's holy writ says, the thief cometh not but for to steal to kill and to destroy. That's the enemy's job description, to steal. He'll steal your joy if you let him. He'll steal your good name if you let him. He will kill you. He will destroy you. If you don't have that relationship with God through prayer. But in John 10 and 10, Jesus says, I have come that they might have life. Yes, the devil came to destroy you. But he said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's his purpose for us. That's Jesus's job description. And his purpose shall be fulfilled. You will have an abundant life if you develop a prayer life with God. Please note, in Jude, there's only one chapter there, we find out that you must stay awake, walk circumspectly, be vigilant, watchful. Because while you are sleeping, the enemy is creeping. Read it. The Bible tells us that. So I submit to you today, do not let the enemy get the upper hand and make you his prey, his P-R-E-Y. You keep the upper hand and continue a prayer life. Continue a prayer life. Be consistent in your prayer life. And then, and only then, can you hear the directions from God, who will never tell you to run, but to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Salvation meaning deliverance. Read Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And we also have directions from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Oh, but the word of God says, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them who curse you, do good to them who hate you, and pray, P-R-A-Y, for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Don't try to get them back. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Pray for them, the Lord says. Personal hatred is to be met by love. Amen. Remember, when you pray, change will happen and the enemy will run from you. He can't stand that power, the power of God that's in you. He'll run from you. Make him your prey today through prayer. It is written in Deuteronomy 28 and 7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. This is not a secret thing. They will be smitten before your face. The Bible says they shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. I'd like to add to that Psalm 23, where it is written, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The enemies will see God's blessing upon you when you have developed that relationship. Sometimes you may feel that, oh, God is not hearing me. But perhaps he's waiting for the time when your enemy will show up. See, your enemy won't have to testify because of something that somebody told you. But he can tell you, I saw this happen. They shall be smitten, I repeat, before your face. and he prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. I'm saying it again so that you can remember you are never alone. God's got it so, he has it so that the enemies will see your blessings when it comes. We're living in a time where we must know where our help comes from. Typical example, thousands, millions of people have bank accounts established. And the reason why they do that, they know where to go when the funds are low. So they keep adding a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, until as they build up that bank account. And one day, something may occur in their lives, say, well, I need some additional funds. So they go to the bank account where they have made deposits. But if there were no deposits made, there could be no withdrawals. So the example that I'm gifting you is that you must deposit prayers every day into your prayer account. So when the enemy comes for you, you can go and make a withdrawal, and I promise you, God will be there for you. Be encouraged today. I leave with you this thought. What a fellowship to be able to commune with the Heavenly Father. Take your problems to the Lord and leave them there. He does not need your help to solve your problems. He can do it on his own. Unlike man, you can call God at any time. His line is never busy. Sometimes when we call our friends, you get a busy signal or it goes straight to voicemail. But not with God. You never need to leave a message on voicemail with him. The time of day or night doesn't matter. For the scripture says in Psalm 121, he shall neither slumber nor sleep. He's always watching you. And I say to you, since Jesus is going to be up all night, go to bed and have a sweet sleep. Don't be afraid. It's recorded in Proverbs 3:24. Continue to pray. P-R-A-Y. So that you will not become prey for your enemy. You don't want to be the prey. Blessings upon all of you. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon. Blessings upon you all.